Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We are conducting a survey about important issues facing the local communities. To start, sir, how many years have you worked for the masonry industry?
Until I got hurt in 2004. I haven't been with them since 2004. I had a bad accident. I broke my neck. Ankles.
Oh, I understand.
Since I was 18 till I was 49. 30 years, 31 years.
Okay. But you were still a member of the union?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir.
I'm 49.
And what was your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Thank you, sir. And the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level,
yes.
Apprentice?
Foreman.
Thank you, sir. And you mentioned that you're not currently working. How many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work in the past years, if any?
Well, I'm not unemployed. I'm working. I've been I'm in the government. I'm like a supervisor for a township. I'm not unemployed. I'm not unemployed. Actually, I'm retiring at the end of the year. I'll be 68.
Oh, thank you so much. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No. Well, I don't do that anymore, but I never did the whole time I work.
I understand. And in the past 1 month, have you ever seriously considered dropping or canceling your union membership?
Say that again?
Mm-hmm. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping or canceling your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. And about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
About the same. From what
And what about the union construction projects? Would you say that there's more, fewer, or less,
About the same amount.
Thank you. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects?
No, there isn't. I heard there is a shortage.
Okay. And
no,
have
there,
you
there's not enough.
Thank you. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are most concerned about on the job? Would you say dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
It was in person or online?
Person.
Thank you. Have you participated in any activity like political canvassing, picketing, or union organizing in the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. How often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
I'd say occasionally.
Thank you, sir. Changing the subject a little bit, please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news to the one you're less likely to get your news. Could be newspaper, internet, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local.
Internet.
That would be the first one. The second option would be probably cable, newspaper, radio.
Cable.
Okay. Well, what about the newspaper, friends, and radio? Which would be the next option for you?
Newspaper.
Thank you so much, sir. And for the following issues, what is the issue that matters
longer,
most
dear?
To you?
Hey, how much longer?
We're almost there, so thank you so much for your time. I can do it quickly if you wish.
Yeah, we're shorting it up. I'd like to get going here.
Okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Something else, I guess. It's all different.
Okay. And as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards. Have you ever seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, or not
important? Very important.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic.
Thank you. As you may know, the UAW or the Union Auto Workers are currently on strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Which side do you support more?
It's hard to say. I'd say what they're doing or what they're asking for, UAW, I said I'm not for it, so I wouldn't say for the union on that part of it. I think it's overboard. And striking things not good. It just hurts a lot by other people.
Understand. And please tell me if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done as a president overall.
Well, I say approve. It could be there's some spots, but mostly approve. Tough
okay,
time.
And would you say somewhat or strongly approve?
For what?
The job has done as president overall.
Approve.
And what about the healthcare, economy, and support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden has done?
Approve. I'll give you one more question, hon, because that'll be it.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job, sir?
I disapprove.
Totally. Thank you so much. And are you registered
All right.
to vote?
Yes.
All right. And what are the chances that you will vote? We're almost there, sir. We're almost there to complete the therapy.
I told you, I was one more, and I gave you two more. One more, and that's it, hon. Give me one more. It's getting late. Sunday night, that's a bad time to be calling.
I understand, but in order to have
give me one more. One more, and that's it.
Well, because if I give you one more, the survey will be incomplete, and your opinion is not getting to anywhere. So in order for us to have your opinion complete, it would be better to finish the survey, sir, but...
I don't... How many
there.
Do you have? You keep saying almost there, but you don't tell me how many. Just give me
if
a number
me
here. I don't... I'm ready to go.
Around 5 minutes more, sir.
No, I can't. I have to get going.
And what are the
give
chances
the, I'll give
you
one more.
Vote,
give me one
sir.
More.
And
give
the
me the
next...
last one. Then we've got... What?
What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election? Almost certain to vote? Probably or not vote.
Certain to vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today? If the election for president were held today, sir, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat. All right, dear. I'll see you. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Is there any way that I can call you back later?
I am struggling a bit though.